Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we honor you this morning for bringing us into your presence. Father, we thank you for your heaven that is already open over our lives. We thank you for the great and mighty things that you have proposed in your heart to do in our midst this morning, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, Lord, we exclaim that your mighty will lift up your name because you are holy. We declare your majesty. We exclaim that your mighty will lift up your name, for you are holy. For there is no greater honor, Lord, to come and bow before your throne. We worship you. We exalt you. We magnify your holy name because you are God. For there is no higher calling, there is no greater honor to bow before your holy throne. And I'm amazed at your glory embraced by your mercy, O Lord. I live to worship you down at your feet. Down at your feet, oh Lord, is the most high a place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face, for there is no higher calling, there is no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory embraced by your mercy, O Lord. I live to worship you down at your feet, oh Lord, is the most high praise. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face, I seek your face, for there is no higher calling, there is no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory embraced
There is none like you.
Thank you, Jesus. There is no like you, oh Lord, my God. Tell him that there is no like him. Let him know that there is none that can be compared with him. For you are glorious, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne, and on to you we lift our voice in praise. You are the Lamb upon the throne. You are the Lamb upon the throne. For you are glorious. You are worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne, and on to you we lift our voice in praise. You are the Lamb upon the throne. Jesus, 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 what a wonder you are. Jesus, 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 what a wonder you are, glorious God. Yes, sir. Glorious God. Glorious is your name. Glorious God, glorious God, glorious is your name. Glorious God. Glorious God, glorious is your name, glorious God, glorious God. Glorious is your name. Beloved, can you give God your worship this morning? Can we give him the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, our God who is the all-knowing, the all-seeing, the God that leaded, the God that instructed, the God that guided, our God that is mighty, our God that is gracious, our God that watches over his word to perform it, the only God that deserves the glory this morning, the only God that deserves the honor, the only God, the one that sees beyond what beloved man seeth, the one that created the eyes that can see, the helper of the helpless, the one who is my hope, my God, my King, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, my Father and my God, my Master and my Maker, the only one of Israel, the one that gives beautiful ashes, garment of praises instead of the spirit of heaviness, garment of praises instead of the spirit of heaviness, is the one that replaces the sorrow and replaces with joy. Is the one that beloved stand in the assembly of the righteous that he could hear their cry. The God of mercy, whose mercies are new every morning, his faithfulness is so great. Lekutu ponong lekukustosia. Zepretusto, Zelebrunonogosi at all, Megeshete. Beloved, can you help me to say, Father, thank you for the great and marvelous things that you did in the life of man, in the life of every attender. Beloved, at the summit, can you thank God even for the life of those who listen on the radio? About testimonies of God's visitation and God's word that came to them. It was only the doing of God, and it is marvelous in my sight. Can we say thank you to our God, to our Maker, to our King, the fulfiller of promise, the one that keeps his word? Eloba kustosia leprinda kwazasia. Eloba kwazaza. Apiondoli kustosia. Elebrida bongros ike kwashete. Bikuku guzoze leprendege kwazo. Isolo prendega kwazozo. Eloba boli kusata. Me kwazazia. Ila prendege kwazo. Illa babakuso zi ila mangro di kakwaze izoprendenge kwaza endenge kwazo zo endenge gegele pluso oto illa pronega kwazo zoa illa balo pluso ata andenge gegele pluso awe etogo libru no bongo siate endenge gegele pluso aza aswa zazia illa prondenge kwazo zo Isopoto ligruza ato, ike kushto, zepende libruno rosiato, illegege libruza ate, endege kwezo zo, undogolo bruza ate, illobondege kwezo zo, isopende ligruza ate, mekrendika kwezo za, elebrilo gogogogo siate, illobalu bruza ate, Ende gege libruza ato lobruno nosia. Ige kusto zelebrina nosa. Lord, we thank you for your visitation. Lord, by your word. Lord, thank you for unraveling the mysteries of your ways unto us, O God. We thank you for the healings. We thank you for the deliverances. We thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God. Likwaza andegege libruzozia. Endege kwazozo. O lobo likruzozia. Endege kwazaza. Indolo bruzate. Nekegege lobruzozia. Onda ga kwashete iloba la grusosia ike kwashete iloba la bras ike kwaso zoprunde ge kwaso zia iloba kushto se endele brus ate me kwata la bros ate lika kwaso zo ilabrino dosia ike ge kwaso zo onde ge ge librus ate ike kwashete ike kwaso zo onde ge ge librus ote ilabondo gogolo brus ate ende ge kwato ondo golo brus osia ike kwashete ike kwaso zo lipru nonogo siato ile beligrus osia Iso so prende ge kwasa sia, ike kwashete, ilabo wogo siate, be kwaso zepri na nogo siato, le krogu kukushto sia, iloblonge kukuku so sia, ize libru na nogo libru so sia, iloblonde ge kwaso so, iso zependo ligru so ate, iloblonde ge kwaga kushto sia, Elle brida bogros ate, ende ke librus osi, isopende librus osi ande libru nanaga siate, iso libru nodobosia, illo bo librus ato lobre nega kwasheta, ike kuso so, illa brando gogosiate, iso pronde ke kwato lobre negasia, ende ke kwashete, Ille brino bongrus ate, ende ge custo, ze libru non ongo siato, izzo zo pronde ge ghia lo boste aia, illo pronde ge cucucu so so, illo pronde ge cucucu sto sia, illo bollo pronde ge cucucu so sia, izzo zo prende ge cucucu sto sia, illo pronde ge libru sa ate, Ike kwazo so prende ge kustosia, illo bogusto, se ende ge libru sosia, ike kwazo so, inge ge libru sa ato, onde ge kustosia, ende ge libru sosia le mengri sa ato, ike kwazo to, onde ge kuku kustosia, illo boko kustosia, inde libru robongros ike kwashete, Illa mongres ato, illa brandege kwasa so, ondege kulo brandege kwasa, izo brandege kwashete, illa brandege kugugugosi ato, izo brandege gege libru sosia, ende kusto, zi ila bombro negaza, ik kusto zia le mengre de bosiate, ende kusto zia la mengri da bukusto zia, Indo kukustosia, le mengre di kakwazo, izo pronde ge kustosia, ende ge kwashete, illo bolobros ate, illo pronde ge kukukuzosia, indo kukwashete, illo bolobruza, atolobo ligruzosia, ende kwazo so, inge kwazo, si inanablo gosi ate, indo gogosia to, Iso zo pronde ge kwazo zia, illo mongres ike kwashete, illo pronde ge kwazo zinde lebre nebaga asia, illo pronde ge kwaza za, ende ge kwa gogogo si ike kwaza, illo bo kukuzo zia ndele gresi ato, illo bo gosi ato, ishto se lemen grudo bogo ste libru non ogo si ato, Isu prunda ga kustosia, indege kwaga ga kwazo so, illo pronde ge kwazo so, iso pronde ge kukustosia, indege ge lebru za ate, ille ge kukuguzo so, meke kwa gogogo ziate, indege kwaza, la pronde ge kwaza, indege kwaza za, illo bo kusto, ze inda kustosia, Ende ge kwazo, ike kusto zele bengrosi ato, me kukusto ziande libru nonosia, iso pronde ge kwazo ziate, illo pronde ge kwazo zo pronde ge kusto zia, iso pronde ge kukusto zia, Ilobonge kukukuso siande lebre nevoso. Isoprondenge kukustosia. Isolobombrina kukukustesia. Ilobrondenge kwasoso. Endenge kelibrusosia. Osoprondenge kukukusosia. Ilobrondenge kukusosia ndelikrusa ate. Inge kwashete. Indogogo librus ato. Isozo prendege kulomongros ate. Isoponde likrasu ate. Mikusto siande lebrino bosia ketuata. Illo brondege geg librus osia. Indege kwaso so undolo brondege suate. Ike kwaso. Ondege kwaso. Illo mongres ike kwata. Illebelingrus osiata libruno losia. Isoprondege kwaso so. Isoprendege kwaso so. Ni kugusto sianda libruno logo siate. Ike kwaso so. Leprinaga siate. Endegegege librus osia. Mege kusto siale mengrida busto sia. Endegege lebrus osia. Eke kusto se libruno logo siate. Illo brondege kwaza za prondegegege librus ate. Ike kwaza za piondo ligras ate. Illo brondege siato. Indege kusto zi ila mengre dika kwazo. Illo brondege kwaza ate. Indegegege librus o siato lo brondega kwaza sia. Illo brondege kwazo zo. Mekrundo bogo siato. Inge kwashete, endegege librus ate, indege kwazo, zopiondo golimu nongros ato, indogo kukuguzozia, laprendege kwaza, inge kwashete, illobo ligrus ate, the God that touches to perfection, he performed to completion. Therefore, Lord, we are grateful this morning, ulobo gosi inge kwaza za, Iso pentru nonogosia. Iso soprondege kwa gagaga libru so ote. Inge kwa shete. Illo prondege libru nonogosia. Iso prondege ke kuso so. Prondege kwa za za. Ile prondege kwa so. Semendronika kwa za ate. Illo bo libru so sia. Aso prondege libru so ate. Ike kwaza za piondo la bros ate. Endege kwaza za. Endege gegegege libru za ato. Ende kusto za lebru nonosia. Endege kusto ziata libru nonosia to. Endege kwaza zia. Ende kusto za libru nonosia. Ike kwaza andaga kuso zo. Indege kwaza za piondo go libru nonosa. Ike kwaza za piotwa. Inge kwazo zo prondege kuso zia. Izo zo predekiga kwazo ze. Inge kusto zia andaga labros ate. Enge kuto lobro nega kwaza. Indege kwaza za tuata lebro niga siate. Endege kwaza su uto lobo siate. Indogoste zi ale mengresi ato. Izozua atuata leke kukuguzo zia. Indoko kukugulo brodege kwaza zia. Indogoste zelebri da bozo. Izozo libru nonogo ziate. Inge kwaza za prendege kwaza. Illo bokusto ze libru nobosia. Inge kosto lo brondege kwashete. Indo lo brede kukugugu zozia. Indege gege libru zozia. Indege kwazo so. Imbe kwaka ta libru nonosia. Indege kwashete. Ende kukugu zozia la brendege kwaza. Inde kwashete. Illo brondege kwaza za pendo likrasi ate. Ende gege libru zozia. Izo boli gruza ato. Ende gege libru za ata. Illo brondege kukugugu zozia. Ende ge kwazo zo. Izo tuala bembrenega kwazo zia. Illo brondege kolubru zozia. Ende gege lebru zozia. Endege kwaza zia. On the gulo brande gege siato. In the custosia la brande ge custosia. Is the brande ge custosia. In la mongre di cacuazo zo prende gaza. In the goshate. Lord, we are grateful. 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 In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Precious saints of the living God, this morning I pray in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord who is my God, the one who is the builder of this Israel, the one who is the builder of this body, the author and the finisher of our faith. I pray in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus that everyone under the sound of my voice this morning will not just be a participator, but you will partake of divine leading that will loose everything that held on to your life or to your destiny. Everything that the spirit of Gehazi has brought upon anyone this morning, that you will be rid of it in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, here is the word of the Lord. I didn't say in the midnight hour. In the midnight hour, the Lord begins to tell me that I need to tell the prevailers to cry to God, rid me of confusion. Rid me of confusion. But beloved, God sent me today to tell you to cry out to God and say, rid me of covetousness by the covenant of your divine leading. Rid me of covetousness. Rid me of covetousness. Rid me of covetousness. Rid me of covetousness. Rid me, Father, of every manifestation and everything that speaks of covetousness, every expression of covetousness in my life. Locuto, lebrino nuso, sopiando la gaso, isopreto, leprindo lucucucu socia, indege quaso zo, leprino nogosia, il lobretoste, libruno nongre, si ike quashite, de quaso soprondege quasasia. Covetousness is a spirit of greed. Covetousness is a foul spirit that makes people to have a strong desire, uncontrollable desire. Covetousness is the secret that makes people to have uncontrollable craving. Uncontrollable habits that they can kill just to have what they needed. It doesn't matter how they get it, beloved, but they just want it by all means. Covetousness, a demonic manifestation that has ruined men, that has made men sick, a demonic manifestation that has brought down, a demonic manifestation that has made men to lose their place in destiny, a demonic oppression that has made people to abort miracle and to step away from the place where God has placed Righteousness is a destructive spirit. It is a harmful spirit. I want you to rise up, because this morning you will hear me talk a lot about this, and I'm praying at the same time about this foul spirit. Beloved, you want to lift up your voice, and you are saying to Jehovah, locate me by your word this morning. Deliver me from every spirit of covetousness. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me from every spirit of covetousness. Rid me of the spirit of covetousness. Rid me of the spirit of covetousness. Rid me of the spirit of greediness. Lord, rid me of the spirit that never had enough. Rid me of the spirit that does not make me to be contented, to be satisfied with what God has given to me. Rid me, O God, rid me, O God, of every covetous practice. In love, kuzozi ileben trunonozia. Ige kwaza, ande gegege libru zosia. Zepretua, so zeprendege kwazo. Ende gege libru zosike kukustosia. In love, kwazoze. Ezo prendege gege libru zate. Ende ge kukuguzoziata. Lebri la bozia. Ende ge kwazo zo. It is a spirit of Lot. Lot could not take his eyes off Sodom. God led out from a polluted place, from a polluted land. God rescued Lot's wife. It's the spirit that troubled Lot's wife. God came to Abraham, and Abraham prayed. God said, I want to destroy Sodom. I want to destroy Gomorrah because of the sin in Sodom. Let's turn to the word of God, to the book of 2 Peter. The word of the Lord says in 2 Peter chapter 2, I read from verse 1. 2 Peter chapter 2. And beloved, you are here on this altar this morning. Before I go into this scripture, you are sent by hell, and you called me yesterday. I want you to know that every one of your secrets is completely open and nothing is hidden. So you are sent. You are operating as an agent that they are putting words in your mouth to begin to ask and to say things that are untrue. As this day opens up, I decree that the same tongue that you use to engage in deceptiveness, I decree that tongue that you have used to utter words that are contrary to the word of the Lord, I decree that it begins to work against you, and you will no longer bring proceeds and profits to your senders. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. But what you will take to those who send you will be ruined It will be failing and failure. It will be that those who serve you, they will fall into the very trap that they have set for this commission in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You will know I am talking about you. The very first call you made was before the summit. And you will call like you are flashing. And I've called you back a few times until you are around those who send you, you don't speak. Therefore, as this day open up, every arrow that you intended to fire is fired back at you without me. The Lord told me, he said, even if you go to Moses, you call upon Moses, and you call upon Elijah, nobody will be able to pray you out of the wickedness that you have started to enjoy, which will be a portion for you without fail. We have passed through this way before. I have seen that on this same altar, they have sent funny people that try to come and monitor and to trap and to track what God is doing in this place. But God arose and he fought them in the same manner that they came back and they begin to beg and say, we don't want to touch you. We know we cannot win. You will not even have an experience of a comeback, because God said there is no comeback because of those that you partner with to do evil against the work of the Lord. And God said, nobody will be able to stop this work, says the Lord. Therefore, I decree, as God sent me, who placed me on this altar to alter what you have altered in the life of God's people, what you have altered to bring down or to work against the purpose and the plan of God in the life of those that God has ordained on this altar, I decree in the name of Jesus that what you have altered in their lives is now restored back in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Every utterances of God cannot fail of its fulfillment. Therefore, every word of God that you want to alter, begin to work against you, because they remain unaltered, because they are spoken by covenant, and they shall be fulfilled by covenant in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. 2 Peter chapter 2. Beloved, it is important that you pay attention and that you pray. When I said to pray this morning, many things cannot be spoken in any other way than to take us to prayer as the Holy Spirit gives us his word. Beloved, Jesus said, as Paul says, Peter said, he said, henceforth we know no man after the flesh. Henceforth, no man after the flesh. 2 Corinthians number 5 and 15, it said, and he died for all. Jesus Christ died for us so that they who live might no longer live to themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. Christ has died for us. We are not living unto ourselves by ourselves. Only covetous people live for themselves, and they live for what they can gain and not what Christ has settled on Calvary for their sake. He said, therefore, Christ died for all, so that all who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again and on their behalf. Therefore, from now on, we recognize no one. That is, we know no one. According to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer. So the word says that therefore, if anyone is in Christ, is a new creature, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We know no man after the flesh. Beloved, I want you to cry out, because David has to come to this place when David was getting into a lot of trouble. Because he had known man after the flesh. The Ahithophel, he knew after the flesh. His own son in his house, he knew after the flesh. But little did he know that what he knew about them was contrary to the practice that they have practiced under his own nose. He thought he knew them, he didn't know that he doesn't. So when Paul is saying in the book of 2 Corinthians 5, verse number 16, 15 to 17, admonishing us that the only way that we must know, it is know people by the Spirit of the living God. And if you are manipulated or operating by the flesh, it will be impossible to know or to be able to discern. Therefore, there will be a lot of confusion. But the word of the Lord said, therefore, know we no man anymore after the flesh. So those who are led by the Spirit, they will have the right discernment, perception, they will have the ability to know what needs to be known. The secrets of God will be made plain unto them. I want you to cry out this morning like your Father Jesus, our elder brother Jesus. John 2:24, he knew all men. Jesus knew all men, and he did not give himself unto them. He knew all men. You are sent to the Lord, Lord, by the leading of your Holy Spirit. Lord, help me to win the battle against my flesh and to know people no more according to the flesh. Let me know what I need to know. Whom I need to know by your Spirit, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. That is why he did not give himself. Beloved, to the devil. He didn't fall in Luke chapter 4. When the devil came and tempted him to make him challenging his sonship, he knew his position. He said, if you are the Son of the Lord, the Son of God, then convert these stones unto bread. He knew he was the Son of God. There was a knowing in his law. God has confirmed him. He knew. So there is no devil that can come and tell him to wiggle a wonder, so that he can prove that he's the Son of God. There are people that will come our ways that we will not need to answer. There will be people that we will meet that we will not need to respond to, because they don't deserve the answer. They are not to be attended to. Beloved, he said, he knew all men. The word knew all men is called genosko. Jesus genosko all men. What does that mean? It means he has knowledge. He got knowledge of perception. He has divine perception about all men. That's why he can do the one is by the sea, sat by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. He knew how long he has been there. He has a divine revelation that he has been helpless, in an helpless situation, for that length of time. Jesus, when he genosko all men, precious saints, he has a divine understanding of all things about man. He knew them not from the outer court. He knew the minute detail, the nitty-gritty of all men. He was able to help because he knew men. He was able to identify to those who need help because he knew them. He was acquainted with the truth in man's life in every situation. The same word that says he knew all men was the same word that he was going to feed the 5,000 people, and he told them, go and bring something, go and get food to feed this one. The Bible said he already knew what to do. He already knew. Jesus already knew what he was going to do. It is a pre-knowing that precedes, that is not the same as what you know on the spot. He already knew before he called for the question. So because of the knowledge that he had, he can speak to a Philip. Philip was void of knowledge, but Jesus knew all men. Not only does he knew all men, he knew that there is a solution predetermined by God to solve the problem of feeding the people who were hungry. So you will see in John chapter 6, when Jesus has lifted up his eyes, and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip in verse 5, where shall we buy bread that this may eat? of this. And this is said to test Philip, to prove him, for he himself knew what he will do. Nothing catches him unaware. When you have the right perception, when you understand what you must do, beloved, when you are able to discern and discover, beloved, you will have divine leading. You will no longer be caught in the midst of the situation and then begins to wonder. Additional word to the gnosko is called ado. He perceived. The same word is to discern. Beloved, he discovered. Beloved, Jesus already knew. He looked up and saw the people. He already had understanding. He had the knowledge of the situation on ground. There was nothing that caught him unaware. He was completely in tune with what must be done. He knew not by guesstimate, but by precision and by divine accuracy. That is one who is called the Word of God. When you know like he knows, it will terminate worries from your life. It will free you from agitation of soul. He knew all men. He already know what to do. But beloved, when we're us, some of us, we don't already know what to do. We have no clue when things happen. That is when we begin to sigh. That is when we get perplexed. That is when we get worried because we do not know. That is why it is so important to know this morning. And therefore you and I, we are going to cry unto the Lord. Let the Spirit of Jesus operate in me with divine discernment, divine perception, divine understanding, divine discovery, divine knowing, divine discoveries in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In love, in thrunanagaza, in gekwazo zo prinogosia. Illa baligruza atuato, illa brandege quasosia, illa bredusto, si illa mengre di azuaso, illa bocusto, se liprunonosia, ige custo, se liprunonoso, ife quaga shate, illa brandege quasoso prenega quasosia. Beloved, don't think that I've forgotten about 2 Peter. Keep that scripture there. We will come to it. As the Lord speak, I will speak. John 14, 17. The Spirit of Jesus is called the Helper. And 16, it said, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. Jesus operates by the Spirit of the living God as an helper. the word of God. It said, I will ask the Father, will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. It said that is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. It's called the Helper. It's called the Spirit of Truth. It cannot be received by the world. It's all received by the world. Because they cannot see him. It's unseeable to the man of the flesh. To carnal man. Beloved, this Spirit of Truth is unknowable to those who are carnally minded. But he said, but you know him. For the believers, he said, you know him. You see him. They couldn't see him or know him, but you know him because he abides in you. And Jesus said, I will not leave you without, leave you as orphan. I will yet come back to you. It's called the Spirit of Truth. The flesh man cannot get it. A covetous man who is after their belly cannot get it. Beloved, they cannot have him. It can't work for them. The same Holy Ghost, John 15:26, the world call him the advocate, the one that stands in between. It's called the advocate. We saw him as the helper. We saw him as the Spirit of Truth. We now saw him as the advocate that is sent from the Father to testify about Jesus. His testimony about Jesus is true. Beloved, hold it in your heart that he dwelleth in you. This same Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Truth, beloved, in John 16:13, beloved, it is clearly stated this Holy Spirit in John 16:13, the word said, the Spirit of Truth, when he comes, he will guide. He will guide us. He's our guide. It will guide into all truth. Not some of the truth It will guide into all truth. It said it will not speak of its initiative, but whatever he hears, it will speak. He hears whatever God says. And he will speak whatever the Lord has spoken. It is the Holy Spirit who is the one that will cause us to know like Jesus knew. He will disclose to us the things that are to come. Is a disclosure, a revealer. Of hidden things, of secret things that are to take place. Beloved, but Jesus said here, he said, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot hear them now. But the Holy Spirit is the one that makes known what we ought to know. I don't know about you before I go to deal with this issue this morning. As the Lord has spoken to me, he wants me to lay the foundation very clear. We saw the role of the Holy Spirit for the whole month, the last 21 days will be around this block. But something must give way this morning. Covetousness, which is a manifestation of the carnal nature, must get out of our life because it's an hindrance to divine knowing and divine disclosure. It is a chaser away of our helper. But beloved, the word of the Lord said we have the Holy Spirit that dwelleth in us. And beloved, is our helper, is the Spirit of truth, is the one that will show us and make known to us what a carnal, greedy person, covetous man, a man of the world cannot understand or attain. Beloved, he said, for every believer we knew him because he abides in us. Jesus said, I will no longer dwell in houses that are made by hand, but I dwell in you by my Spirit. Therefore, is the Spirit of truth. It does not speak of his own. It was not a self personality, but what he had from God, from the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Word. It speaks the Word. It speaks the Word. I want you to say, Spirit of truth, you are my helper and my advocate. Locate me today. Unravel to me every mystery that I ought to know. Disclose to me everything hidden that I ought to understand. Lord, show me what the Lord is saying unto the church. Somebody to name a man or a woman or if they're among us, for them to lift up their hands and say, well, you're talking about me this morning. Who does not like the proceeds, the proofs, the profits, the gain of divine leading, the evidences of divine leading? Everyone loves the benefits, the proceeds, and the profits of being divinely led. Because they cut across life, across every department of our lives. They cut across every area of our lives. The beloved proofs of divine leading are expected by every man. Even those who dabble into sin, they want it, but they never get it. Because he said it is not available for the carnal man. Beloved, whoever we submit ourselves unto, we are the servant of whoever, of whatsoever we submit ourselves to a covetous man. They submit themselves to their belly, to their appetite, to their self, and to themselves, and to their things. I don't come here to satisfy myself. I must be content with what God has given to me. Everyone loves the benefits and the process of being divinely led because they are needed across life, in every area of our life. And they are numerous. They are divinely, being divinely led can bring people to a life-changing experience. David was divinely led. Beloved, he walked into the situation where Goliath was standing before the whole of Israel mocking their God. And beloved, he fought the Goliath. The proof is that David killed 10,000 and the song was sung that the king on the throne has only achieved a little. But beloved, David gained a famous expression on that day that surpasses what the king that has gone in and out to war before the people had accomplished. He became a changed man. Divinely led produce a result of miracles. So, beloved, you can see the man that Jesus spoke to in John chapter 9. He said, go to the pool of Siloam and wash your face. Beloved, and he followed the word. His eyes is already open on the inside because he took receptivity of the instruction of the charge of the word of God, so he was able to walk on the strength of the knowing that he has embraced and come to the pool of Siloam, and he came back, returned with eyes that could see. It could bring about transformation of life and destiny and turn the unable to become able and to become those they are schooled to become innovative and creative in nature. So you will see the woman in John chapter 4 becoming one that encountered Christ, the Word, Christ, the Anointed One, Christ, the one that has the anointing, Christ, who is the embodiment of power, Christ, that operates as the king, as the prophet, and as the priest. She came in contact with Christ, and beloved, he spoke into his life. And the woman said, he located destiny because he went on to say, in John 4:39-42, come and meet a man who had ever told me everything that I've ever been. And beloved, the people, the Bible records that many people believed in what that the testimony of that woman, and they came to know the Lord. Why? Because the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of truth, has entered into her, And every word I was saying was received by men. Jesus only said, go and bring me. He said, I don't have. And he said, yes, you have spoken right. Even the one that you are with is a fake man. It's not a real husband. You will see its impact in the prison, in the house of Potiphar, in the life of a Joseph, that when they came to call Joseph, he got ready and he showed up. And beloved, that was the last time he went back into the prison. He came up with a solution. He became innovative and creative. What man did not teach him, he was doing. Those are the proofs. Everybody wants to wake up and to come up with an idea of what they can do. But beloved, it takes divine leading in a spiritual man to be able, and through a man that has won the battle. When Joseph was still fleshly oriented, he spent 2.5 years extra in the prison, not coming out until he overcome his flesh. He said to Butler, he said, remember me when you have been reinstated. I scratch your back, you scratch mine. He said, don't forget. He was forgotten. Beloved, by divine leading, Jesus said, for God so loved the world, and he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him will have everlasting life. And you and I, we obeyed that charge. We believed, and we were migrated from darkness into the kingdom of light. Jesus himself, through the proof of divine leading and obedience and submission to the leading of God, he was baptized, beloved, and his heaven opened. He had the affirmation and the confirmation through obedience to divine instruction that he was the Son of God. So this, what we're talking about divine leading, it requires submissiveness, obedience. It requires us to have a teachable spirit, a receptive spirit, and it is a deep word that the word of the Lord will say to us. It takes those who are led by the Spirit to be able to prove their sonship, because those who are led by the carnal nature will never be obedient to divine leading and to divine instruction. And therefore, they have, beloved, and many times than not, they have ended up in a wrong way, in the wrong place, doing the wrong thing, becoming a victim of wrong experiences. But beloved, to live that life of the Spirit requires submission unto the one who said, I will dwell in you by my Spirit. And it is Christ in us who is the hope of glory when we allow him. So he told us, he said, for a carnal man it is impossible. And you're wondering, where is she going again? It's okay. God is going somewhere with us this morning. I want us to cry out to God this morning. It doesn't matter how I've gotten there, but Lord, rid me of covetousness. Rid me of greed. Rid me of rebelliousness. Rid me, oh God, of anything and everything that could make me to have strong desire, uncontrollable appetite, even for the things that are not beneficial to me, the things that are not God, the things that will not enhance my spiritual of such things, rid me of such things. Lekwasa lebrina kukugu zosia. Ilobrendege kwazo zobrendege kwazo. Ilobrosi ike kwaza. Rid me of ambition that has got nothing to do with my destiny. Beloved, there is a fine line between destiny, people that seek after destiny, but people that are ambitious. Ambitious men, beloved, that seek after stuff with deliberate motive, without quitting and giving up. And when they reach the end of their goal, it looks like emptiness. Because they can still not be satisfied, because it has no root in God. It has no root in the agenda of God. It has no root in the plan of God for them. It is an expression of another level of greediness, of covetousness, of selfish desire, beloved, of greed. And we are sent to God, rid me of it, 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 in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, 2 Peter chapter 2, the word of the Lord help us to see that it is possible when somebody is already covetous to be misdirected or be misled. It said, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Quick destruction. Beloved, they were in the church. The person that called me yesterday was sent by an organization and has called a number of times. He said, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumber not. God's mind is made up to judge such personalities. And therefore, there will not be a way of escape. Here is the word of the Lord. It said, but beware, if God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, and to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overflow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and deliver just laws, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them in sin and erring vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Unlawful acts make Lot to feel disgusted. You can imagine a Lot in that time, and you compare what we see in our days. We are dwelling in the midst of atrocities, both in house and out, both out of church and in church, both around and anywhere around us. But beloved, when you stay with God and They vex his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of the temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous as they self-willed, characteristics of covetousness. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries, whereas angels which are greater in power and might bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord, but these as natural brutes, beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime, spots they are, and blemishes, spotting themselves with their own deceiving while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery and cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and hearts they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which are forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity, the dumb ass, speaking with man's voice, forbid the madness of the prophet. These are the wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. Beloved, it's a great punishment where covetous and greedy natured personalities creeps into the church or pray to a person that is being used, who had never dealt with that thing in their own life. And it becomes, they are motivated by their personal self-desires. They are motivated, beloved, by greed, by what they wanted by force. Beloved, they have possessiveness. When they had their hand of things, they never let go. Beloved, but the horrible thing about this is that having gained it, it becomes nothing. It loses its value. It loses its power. It is a demonic spirit that nobody in the church is meant to allow to rule in their life, because it will ruin them. Therefore, it is possible that these things, they are there, but they are very subtle. So we must rise up against it. And you are saying, Lord, rid me of the spirit of Gehazi. It's called the spirit of covetousness. Lord, deliver me from this foul spirit. Do not let it have a way in my life. Do not let it have a place in my life. Do not let it ruin me. Do not let it have a way in me. I was looking to what God means in his word, even for this foul oppression called covetousness. It manifests in various subtle ways, tight-fistedness, rich but poor. The rich young ruler was rich, but very, very poor. He was so rich, He could do everything. He could obey the law. But Jesus said to him, what you have, go and sell it. And give to the poor. Beloved, that man left sorrowful. He had forgotten that the life of a man is not determined by the abundance of his possession. When he was tight-fisted, beloved, he was rich in substance but empty, very poor in the spirit. Beloved, the spirit of covetousness will enrich outwardly, but empty the individual on the inside. And on the inside is the worth, is the value of life. On the inside you gain. On the inside is what you secure, what was done right for you on the outside. Beloved, on the inside you get divine knowledge. You hear divine voice of God, divine leading of God. But if we are poor towards God, beloved, it is evil. Covetousness almost tightly linked to confusion. How can Jesus tell him, go and sell what you have and give it to the poor? If your father is rich and you have a lot of things, don't you think that some of the things that you have, you can still, your father, he can still grow again and you can gain again? Beloved, in the midnight we saw confusion as a proof of lack of direction, lack of divine leading, lack of guidance, lack of instruction, lack of ability to know how to have the divine perception, to let the, it makes people to operate in darkness and make them to lack the light of instruction or lack of guidance. It makes people to lack understanding of what they ought to know. And beloved, they are able to interpret the divine secrets of God. It brings men into helpless situations. Beloved, it sponsors instability, uncertainty, lack of assurance. Beloved, it causes the hesitancy. It breeds unbelief. It creates disorderliness. It sponsors depression, discontentment, discouragement, distress, abnormal behavior. Destruction, it ends up destroying lives unless it is dealt with and give what it takes to rid oneself of it. So it's tightly knitted to covetousness. A covetous man will always end up in an unstable place. End up carrying the disease that is not theirs because of covetousness. Beloved, I want you to lift up your voices unto God. And you are saying, my Father, look on me by your mercy. Rid me of every manner, every form of covetousness that brings confusion into my life or my destiny, that makes me to carry to become a victim of problems, a victim of oppression, a victim of sickness, a victim of sorrow. Lord, visit me today. Rid me of the confusion. We saw that confusion is a cause. Deuteronomy chapter 28 said, if you do not obey instruction, the charge of God is said, the Lord. all the proof of God's word in our lives. A covetous man is never satisfied with what they have. Beloved, Hebrews 13:5, the word of the Lord said, make sure that your character is free from the love of money. The love of money. He said, make sure that you free yourself, beloved, from the love of money. The rich young ruler, Luke chapter 18, verse 18 to 23, he loved his money. Some don't love money, we love the fame. Some don't love fame, they love what God has blessed them with too much that they disobey God in every other way. It is possible to love things more than God. He has a greedy spirit. He wanted to have what he had and can what he had. And beloved, yet he wanted to gain what he could not have. But he ended up losing everything because he was sent to hell because of greed. The life of a man is not in the abundance of his possession. Beloved, I want you to talk with me very quickly. And as we look at 2 Kings chapter number 4. 2 Kings chapter number 4. When the word of the Lord begins to tell us about Gehazi, 2 Kings chapter number 4, the one who occupied a very, very important position God begins to talk about him the first time in the book of 2 Kings chapter number 4. This is a servant of Elisha. A man occupying a position that everybody envies. But beloved, Gehazi, that means valley of vision. It was meant to be a trusted partner. A trusted man that was serving under Elijah. But he has his own agenda that is different to the agenda of God. He has his own agenda that is different to the agenda of the man that was serving under. Again, as his spirit will not have the matter fire that is coming down around him, he cannot manifest the fire because he comes from another school and he has another spirit. His boss, beloved, Elijah, first of all met a Shunammite woman in 2 Kings chapter 4. And you might think, but what has that got to do with me this morning? We will soon hear. The Shunammite woman who was not a follower of Elijah, this woman can discern who Elijah is. And she had obeyed Elijah. But beloved, to Shunem, and a well-to-do woman was there who urged him to stay for a meal. So whenever he came back, he stopped there to eat. She said to her husband, I know that this man often comes our way, is a holy man. She has divine perception, divine knowing. She said, this is not an ordinary man. This man that comes our way is a man of God. You cannot treat him like any other person. She knew in her know. You want to say to the Lord, my Father and my God, give me divine knowing when I meet my miracle, when you bring me into contact with the personalities that you will use to reach out and change my story. Ilebe kukuguzozia, ilabre tustozia, ileke kukutonenglege kwaza za alibru sozia, ige kushto ze libru nonozia, ige kwashete, ilabrondega swate, izoprondege kwazozia, ilaba kushto zi indele brunonozia, ige kwashete alibru nonozia, Ingege quato, ondege quato lobros ite, inge quaso zo, ze pretege librusaza, illa bocustosia, indege ketulo brondege quasosia, indolo bocustosia talabro de asiata. The Bible called that woman a great woman. Beloved, Shunem means a place that is known as a double resting place. She perceived the type of a person that Elijah was, and she constrained him to eat bread. She said, you are not an ordinary person. I can't allow you to go. She knew. She said, I need you to eat bread from this place. Beloved Elijah, beloved turn and accept the offering of that woman. And beloved, she said to her husband, I perceive. I discern, I recognize, I could see that this is a man that has my miracle in his hand. He said he's an holy man. He passed through here continually. Don't let us just feed him one off. Let us create a residence, a place of abode for this man. Let's build a little chamber. They have big stuff. He said, let us just carve a little space. Beloved, there are people that even when God passed through their place, they will not allow God to have a residence in their big fat place because they lack discernment. But yet, the one that has a covetous spirit, they have much. They have so much. But beloved, they were not controlled by what they had. He said, let us make a little chamber. I pray thee on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh to us that it shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day that he came thither, and it turned into the chamber and lay there. Let us make room. When you make room for somebody that carries God, you are making room for God. Beloved brethren, this is exactly what Abraham did in Genesis chapter 18. He made room for the three visitors. He didn't know that God cannot notice three people, come and tell me how God can trust him with nations. God walk like man. Beloved, there are people that have passed through our life, and beloved, they look like ordinary. They don't wear the socks of bishops or have the sticks of bishops. But our miracle is connected to those individuals. And we have despised them. A woman was giving me a story on Sunday, and she told me, snake beats her son in the toilet of her house. And they took that son to the hospital. And because the son was with her grandparents, and therefore they called her to come. And that woman was driving to the place where her son was. And only for she on the motorway, she had something hit her car. And she thought, I have killed somebody. And beloved, she said, when she looked back, she saw a man on a cycle, like an old man. And the man came near her as she was going to check whether she killed somebody. And the man said, that child, they made a mistake with that child. That child is not the one that they wanted. They cannot kill that child. Don't worry yourself. They were after you, but they went to go and catch the wrong person. And the man said some things to him. He didn't know that God's angel manifested like a very dirty, old-looking personality on a cycle. The boy had already, the toxic of the snake has gone into the boy, and the boy has swollen up everywhere. She got to the hospital. She slapped everybody that she saw there. And she looked at the boy, and the boy said, Mommy. She said, yes, are you okay? The boy said, I'm okay. The snake beat that boy in his private part. But then it's only that area is swollen. And beloved, the woman said, because the person she met that she thought was an ordinary man said, don't go to this place. The whole idea is that you can go into a place where they can kill you. And she said, and if she took that boy back home, she would go into that place and walk into her death. And beloved, she turned back from the hospital and said to the grandparents, if you can kill this one, then kill it. If you have not been able to kill me, you can't kill this one. Bye-bye. And she left. She perceived that she came in contact with what was not ordinary on the way. She speared alive. This woman said, don't make a mistake. Not only was her life speared, God speared everything about this woman and gave to her, the Shunammite woman, what she can never add, even though she was dwelling in a resting place. I want you to say to Jehovah this morning, beloved, I am in my double resting place, but Lord, whatsoever is missing in my life, whatever I must do to gain what my flesh, what my money, what my effort, what my investment cannot bring me, Lord, show me and make me do it. Lord, show me and make me, Lord, make me to be willing to obey you. Is She had divine perception. It is important that you and I have divine perception this morning. Beloved, she with one sacrifice, she with one step in the right direction, she accommodated a person not knowing that she accommodated the missing thing. She accommodated a miracle that was missing in her life. And beloved, the word of the Lord said, as Elijah had stayed in that place, he was about to go. Beloved, Elijah said to Gehazi, his servant, called the Shunammite woman. When he had called her, she stood before him. She stood before him, and he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Will thou be spoken for to the king? Do you want me to speak on your behalf to the captain or to the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. I have everything that I need. I don't need any reference. She said, I dwell among my own people. I have a home among my own people. What can be done for her? Elijah asked. Gehazi said, she has no son, and her husband is old. Gehazi, before he ran into trouble, he could see the need of the Shunammite woman. He said, call her. She called her, and she stood in the doorway. About this time, next year, Elijah said, you will hold a son in your arms. Beloved, when you go and study the word and you saw Genesis chapter 18, as a result of accommodating and caring for others, God took care of what was needed in the life of Abraham and in the life of Sarah, in the same way that God took care of the need, of the gap, of that which was yet to be done in the life of this woman, because she cared for the prophet. She cared for a vessel that carries God. Beloved, Abraham cared, beloved, for the three people passing through his house. That woman that I gave her story, beloved, she has every right not to. She's a pastor in her own right. And she had an issue. And they told me, I said, I don't go to anywhere God did not send me. I want to find out whether I should go there. I went before God immediately. I said, God, do you want me to go to this place? Who is this person? Immediately God spoke to me. When I got there, I saw the situation. And I said, after listening to everything, I said, but this is what the Lord said to me. I didn't have to pray and pray and pray as if I was going to blue in the face. I did what the Lord said to me. And I spoke what the Lord said to me. Beloved, she wants me to pray for another person. God did. I said, may the will of God be done. And beloved, yesterday morning, I got a call from that individual that told me, she sent me an SMS. She said, praise the Lord. The Lord has done it. I was talking ministry to somebody else in the afternoon. One of the things that I saw as a physical problem in that body, beloved, the Lord showed to me the thing just went up pure and things were normalized. I've already left the place. But that woman said, I'm going to do what the Lord said. God is not a respecter of persons. She could have said, I'm a pastor in my own right. And I've been a pastor for such an donkey number of years. I don't need another person to come and tell me what I ought to do. But God answered that lady, that woman, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, when Gehazi has not embraced the Gehazi spirit, the conventional spirit, the divine perception, the divine understanding, the ability to recognize what was missing was evident in his life. Until that false spirit came, I want you to say to the Lord, Lord, whatever speaks of greed, the spirit of covetousness that has entered into my life to blood my heavenly possession, my divine possession, that could bring me into divine leading, that could bring me into a process, benefit of divine leading. Lord, uproot it from my life, 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 in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Illa kustosiala bondeli crasiato, illa bronta ke quaso sopra negaza, il soprunde ke kususu pulongra shete, ike quaso so prende ke quaso, il so sopronde ke quaza, il so le mengri da quaso sia. Beloved, it is better for you to stay with me for another 10 minutes because I need to get to the end of this, so that somebody here today can be free. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Elijah told her she will have a child. Because of her circumstances, she said, don't deceive me. Don't mislead me. My Lord, she objected. Beloved, even in her objection, the word of God is parallel. Physical objection, but her heart was right. When Genesis 18, when the Lord spoke to Abraham, he said, Sarah, thy wife shall have a child. Sarah objected. Sarah laughed. And they said, why did she laugh? He said, I didn't laugh. And the Lord said, this time next year, in the time of life, I will return and you'll be carrying your baby in your arm. And beloved, it was so. And Genesis 21 said, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and he did to Sarah as he had spoken. Beloved, verse number 15, in spite of the woman saying, please, man of God, don't mislead your servant. He didn't say, I am the boss, I am the rich person. I accommodated you, I showed you favor. It was not that, but this lady was not proud. This lady was not arrogant. This lady was not full of herself. She still referred to herself as a servant. I give you this. I make accommodation for you. I just want to serve you. Any which way, I want to serve. And the woman became pregnant. The word of the prophet was made manifest. She objected. She did not say, I don't believe. She said, I don't want you to mislead me so that my hope is not stirred. But the Bible says she became pregnant, and the next year, about the same time, she gave birth to a son, just as Elijah has told her. Beloved, it is possible to make room for the prophet to dwell in your chamber. It is possible to empty everything to the prophet. But if you don't see yourself as a servant, and you think you are doing the prophet a favor, beloved, it is an enemy to your ability to receive, because that is the heart connection. That is the secret, the hidden thing that goes on in the heart. This woman got a miracle because she realized it is a favor that God has done to her to make that man to pass through her house. And she said, I am only just serve you, and the Lord make his word good. 2 Chronicles 20:20, believe in the Lord your God, you'll be established. Believe in his prophet. If they were his prophet, we are his servants. Beloved, he said, believe in his prophet, and you shall prosper. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. The word of the Lord talks about the gifts that he has placed in the body. It says, so Christ gave to them, apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers, to equip his people for the works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach the unity of faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the old measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Beloved, instead, it says, speak the truth in love. We will grow to become one, become in every respect the mature body of Christ, who is the head of the body, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. It is the ability to walk in service, to serve one another as we serve the Lord. So it is a privilege. When it says it is for these gifts in the body to build the church, to equip the saints for the perfecting of the saints, it is completeness. If the prophet coming into his contact is to fill the gap, is to be able to identify what is missing. Yes, there are funny people around the earth today, but beloved, that is notwithstanding, I must not miss the people that God has sent to me. It doesn't matter if I am discerning. When I recognize my helper of destiny, I will not need to miss out. Beloved, I will do what I am supposed to do to gain and not to lose. Therefore, you are sent to the Lord. My Father, do not let the spirit of covetousness, the spirit of self, the spirit of greed, the spirit of lustful desire, strong, uncontrollable appetite, even for the things that does not add value to my life, do not let it rob me of my miracle, rob me of divine leading, rob me of divine discernment, rob me of divine ability to locate the helper of my destiny in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, Gehazi was meant to be valley of vision. It should be a man that has the right eyes to see. He was, beloved, connected to a prophet. So why does he not have the spirit of the prophet in him? Beloved, because he has given himself to covetousness. And you and I, we saw, I will not go into the nitty gritty. I would, because of time this morning, and I want us to pray. Beloved, We saw Naaman last week or so when we look at this subject, who would have denied himself of his ability to be cleansed because of pride, because of arrogance, because he thought God cannot bring the miraculous from the ridiculous. Beloved, a servant spoke to his wife and said, if my master can just go to the prophet and he can be healed of his leprosy, go to the prophet and let the prophet pray for you. He said, that man can be healed of his leprosy. He went to the king instead. The king gave a letter to another king. He went to another king. Another king said, your answer is not in my hand. Your answer is with a prophet. Beloved, the prophet Elijah heard that man, the king in his town, had already been broken, said, I don't have what it takes. The king of Syria told him, I will send a letter to the king of Israel. The king of Israel does not have what it takes. He went with all the gifts of the gold, of the various things, but his answer was not with the king. Beloved, Elijah at the state of the king of Israel in 2 Kings chapter 5, that he had rent his clothes, saying, where has thou rent the clothes? Let him come to me. In verse number 8, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. He doesn't want a prophet, he wants the king. Beloved, but the answer lies in what he despised. The prophet told him, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored back to you again, and you shall be made clean. He became angry and raged, and thinking, why should you send me to the dirty water? His pride, his arrogance, his treatment of what is the key for his miraculous, beloved, with disdain, beloved, would have made him to complete, to end up as a leper for life, to carry that thing that was still hidden under the garment to become what everybody sees. But beloved, thank God that his servant spoke to him and they said, if this man told you to do something else, to go to different other rivers that is far from here, will you not do it? Why are you raging? Why don't you humble yourself? He said, humble yourself therefore before the mighty hand of God, and he will lift you up. I want us to pray this morning. One of the ingredients of covetousness is pride. They said, why don't you humble yourself? The lifting and intervention is in the life of those who can humble themselves. I want us to say to the Lord, let the spirit of humility find expression. Humility means alignment with the word of God. Covetousness and confusion, it is as a result of non-alignment with the word of the Lord. Where there is covetousness, there is lack of contentment. Beloved, he was not contented with the instruction that was given to him as a solution, as a remedy for his recovery. He thought he could have come out, me, the army commander. This prophet should have come out to me. The prophet said, no, I will stay right here. You go and wash. Because God wanted to deal with that arrogance. God wanted to cause him to come to an understanding that is the one that is behind the prophet that roots and reigns in the affairs of men. You want to say to the Lord, Lord, rid me of every pride that seed covetousness in me, that is the seed of confusion in my life, that is the seed of lack of recovery, lack of divine leading in my life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In love, Indogo custo si elabontro negozia. Ilebege quaso so. Ike quaso si alebre negaza. Beloved, look at the servant of Elijah, Mr. Gehazi, that was sent to go and tell him. When he finally, beloved, decided to go and obey God, we saw by obeying the word of the Lord, as you saw in Ephesians chapter 4, 11 and 12, that God himself can order his divine leading through the agency of the authorities that he has placed upon our life. The apostles, the prophets, the teachers, beloved, the evangelists and the pastors. Beloved, they are God's divine authority that God operates from and operates through. Beloved, he walked through Elijah, giving instruction through the messenger of Elijah. Beloved, this man returned completely whole. And when he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him and said, behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now, therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. Not every gift that you get, so that one does not end up with the leprosy of Naaman. Not every gift as a man of God, as a woman of God, we must get. Some gifts are set up, beloved, that could bring destruction. He said, please accept a gift from your servant. And the prophet answered, as surely as the Lord lives, who myself, I will not accept a thing from a proudful man. And even though Naaman urged him, he refused. There are people you are not to take things from. I remember somebody a couple of years back will call me and said to me, Pastor, give us your account number. I want to put some money in your account. I said, no, I don't need to give you my account number. Do you want Jesus? Because they are used to buying the prophets and buying the pastors and buying beloved things. It was just a matter of time in guiding the individual in the way of the Lord that they cannot stand. Thank God. But beloved, he said, as surely as the Lord lives, whom I serve, I will not accept a thing. Beloved, I want you to know that it's the same Elijah that allowed himself to stay in the house of the woman whose heart is right. He didn't just stay in that house, he ate in that house. He did not just stay in that house, beloved, he spoke to the life of that house. But look, Naaman didn't say, come and stay in my house. He said, just accept this. He said, I don't want it. Elijah said, just go. Because as your custom, you are used to buying people and buying things. He said, if you will not let your servant, let me, your servant, be given as much earth as a pair of mules can carry. For your servant will never again make burnt offering sacrifice to any other god, but may the Lord forgive your servant for this one thing. When my master enters the temple of Rimmon to bow down, and is leaning on my arm, and I have to bow there also, when I bow down in the temple of Rimmon, may the Lord forgive your servant for this. Can you hear the man that was offering gift unto Naaman? Unto Elijah, he said, I want to partly obey because my servant can still do the things of old, and because I serve him, I still want to be able to do like the Joneses. He does in his heart. He has been cleansed physically, but he has no desire to follow God all heartedly. He beloved, as he said, Elijah said, I don't want to partake of the judgment that comes upon covetous people. If God has cleansed you, you have already been healed. You have already met God. Everything is good for you. Why should you still go and mix up with the past? But the one that has a covetous spirit, a Gehazi, pay no attention. That is why I said to people, I don't have permanent friend. I don't have permanent enemy. I love everybody. An enemy can be converted, beloved, to God. The enemy of God is my enemy. The friend of God is my friend. He said, I am still under the service of my master, who is still going into the house of idolatry. He said, beloved, this is prayer this morning, because we are connected with people that expose us to become beloved, sick, lamed, beloved, opposed, oppressed, rejected, afflicted, and harassed, because they are doing 50% God and 50% devils, and they have made beloved themselves. They have made people, innocent people, people that have perception in the past, to become people that have carried the Nemanic, the Nemanic, beloved, gift of leprosy. And they are the friends you don't want to separate from. They are the master that you serve, that you don't want to give up on. Because you are counting, he was looking at his job. My job will be at stake. I must still serve the master that was not serving God. You that have just said that, Pastor Ellen, I want to do God for life. And you are the same one that is thinking about what you will lose in the earth. And say that I cannot let this go. I must make it. I must get it. It is a greed. It is covetousness. It is uncontrolled desire and uncontrolled appetite that must die, so that we don't end up with the leprosy of Naaman. He said, I still want to serve the devil partially. You have just acknowledged that there is no other God than the God of Israel that cleanses you, the covenant-keeping God. Beloved, the prophet was quiet. He said, shall my Lord, just go. And beloved, after Naaman had traveled some distance, the man with the double vision that is called Gehazi, that is known as a valley of vision. Beloved, the word Gehazi, a young concordant, is declared as Gehazar, which means one that denies, one that diminishes. It denies and it diminishes. Therefore, grace diminished. Therefore, his gifting diminished. Therefore, it denies his connectivity with God, because he was persuaded by somebody who was ungodly. A 50 God, a 50 devil personality. He followed after what he has to offer and ended up wrong. He supported a Naaman. Beloved, Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said to himself, my master was too easy on Naaman, this arraignment, by not accepting from him what he brought. Grace is not for sale. Freely we have received, freely give. He said, by not accepting what he had brought, as surely as the Lord. he hurried after Naaman. When Naaman saw him running towards him, he got down from the chariot to meet him. Is everything all right? He asked, everything is all right. My master sent me to say, two young men from the company of the prophet has just come to me from the hill country of Ephraim. Please give them a talent of silver and two sets of clothing. Oniya, a stupid man, conjured and made up a lie, one that denies, so that they can diminish Gehazi that has promised heaven and earth. Let every Gehazi keep their stuff. You don't need it. If God sends us, God is going to back us up. If God calls you, you must not run out. If God is the one that sends us on an errand, he will pay the bill. If God is the one that calls you by his name, he will back you up. He will wipe away your tears. He will fill your mouth with laughter. Look at the little thing that made him to diminish a lie and carry the sickness of another. Here, he said, every said, but by all means, take two talents. He said, give them a talent. He said, take two. That is why I am careful, because this assignment is not for sale. It's not negotiable. God can put peace in anybody's heart. Do it. Don't ask me for how much, what way, whatever God puts in your heart, do it. He said, by all means, take two talents. He asked for one, he said, get two. He says, he urged Gehazi to accept them. And then tied up two talents of silver in two bags and two sets of clothing. He gave them to two of his servants, and they carried them ahead of Gehazi. When Gehazi came to the hill, he took the things from the servants and put them away in the house. He sent the men away, and they left. And when he went in and stood before his master, Elisha asked him, where have you been, Gehazi? He said, your servant didn't go anywhere. He denies. But Elijah said to him, was not my spirit with you when the man got down from his chariot to meet you? Is this the time to take money or to accept clothes or olive groves and vineyards or flocks and herds or male or female slaves? Naaman's leprosy will cling to you and to your descendants forever. Then Gehazi went from Elijah's presence, and his skin was leprous. It had become as white as snow. The gift of leprosy, every gift that comes, leprosy is a demonic, filthy spirit. He said he got it for himself and for his children. It's a malignant skin disease. Is a demonic stubborn infirmity that is contagious. Beloved, it is infectious. You are going to say, every demonic gift that has been taken by my parents that has caused an evil person to filter through my life, the issues that I'm dealing with now as a result of taking Naamanic gifts, the gift of those who serve the devil, the gift of those who compromise the gospel, the gift of those who are not following after God, that has brought me into trouble. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, if they are in my house, let your fire locate it and burn it up to ashes. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let your fire locate it and burn it to ashes. In the mighty name of the Lord. solo prende gracia. Le che cucu custosia li pruno nongle cucu sosia. Inza pronte li che quasite. In le prende cucu custosia. In la prende che qua gogoziato. In la bacu custosia le prende che quasasia. In dogo gogoziato lo prende gazia. In che custo ze li pruno nongoziato. In che quasasa. Beloved ministry is not. And it is not what you treat with levity. Whatever assignment you are given to do, if your heart is not right and you are in it for your self-ambition and you are in it for your self-name, everybody would desire the position that Gehazi was in. He was serving a man that carried the double portion of the anointing. But beloved, he lost his place. Not only did he lose his place, he was sick. There are personalities that because of similar mistakes, the enemy has turned to casualty in ministry. What are we doing with people that don't do God? And we cannot speak against unrighteousness. They told us they don't do God. Somebody was telling me a prophecy that somebody gave. And they finished telling me the prophecy and they wonder why I do not speak. I don't have anything to say. Because if they give you prophecy and they know that you are not doing God, you can go and stay with them. I don't have any word from the Lord for you. Because I will not carry your sickness. Neither will I take your leprosy. It's not going to attach itself to me. Therefore, beloved, you want to arise in your spirit. Lord, deliver me, deliver me. Beloved, he thought that Elijah was stupid. He thought Elijah was stupid. Elijah said, I don't want your gifts. And what was in the heart of man surfaced. He said, I'm still serving my master. My master is still serving his idol. And when I am under a service, when he goes to his idol house and is leaning on my hand like a butler, like a PA, like a protocol officer, I will yet support it. And then you want to give me gift. I don't want it. Elijah said, let your gift perish with you. I do not want it. Just get out. Just get out. So just get out. I want us to know that there is the problem that Gehazi has is that his heart was polluted and he has lost the sense of discernment. He could not see beyond his eyes. So everything looks good to him, but he didn't know that the one that he was connected with has a potential to become the one that the enemy is going to use to displace him and to make him to become a carrier of infirmity for generation and for life. He bought the seeds for his family. And they will look at that disease that they call it a genetic disorder. They will give it a name as a pattern of sickness that they see in the lineage of Gehazi. They didn't know that he bought it because of greed. Beloved, I want us to ask the Lord. Some have bought problems with our children because of greed. That we work 24 hours and we bought problems. No time for those kids. And then we are wondering why they are not performing. Some have bought, beloved, confusion all. Because of what we have dabbled into. Beloved, because we lack discernment. He took too close. Or your magic. Stupid thing the man received. He traded his place for stupid gifts. You are saying, and I must say this morning, for demonic talents, two talents of silver in two bags, what is exhaustible, what has the potential of not lasting for life, he lost his position for life at the merit of merit of what he wanted to gain in the now. I want us to say to the Lord, Lord, cover me by the blood of Jesus. Do not let me be displaced at the expense of what I can have now. Do not let me be eternally displaced in my walk with you. Luca qua zoze prende ge kilabru zozia ige qua shete ende ge qua zozo pruno nongle ge qua zozia illo bon cruzoziato ende libru zaato ige custo ze libru lo bogosia izo so prende ge cucustosia indo baba libru zozia ndele prebosiata. Beloved, what you don't know is that what he came, what Naaman came with originally as a gift, worth 750 pounds. He brought a total gift that worth about 340 kilograms. Unto Elijah. Elijah said, I don't want it. And that servant went to go and take a tithe of it. When your master said, you brought all of this, I'm not interested because I know your heart. Even I don't know about men and women of God, but if I receive any gift from anybody, it is because I know God wants me to receive it. I know how to be hungry. I know how to be full. I know how to suffer. I know how to live in plenty. So I must, this grace cannot be bought. This man bought this grace at the price of 34 kilograms of silver and two pieces of clothes. He bought trouble. You are saying today, if I have purchased trouble, affliction, if I have purchased some, you are connected to people, and all of a sudden, you know that there is problem in their home, and you begin to see the same problem in your own home too. Because you have yoked yourself with illegal personalities, and beloved, that you have no business to deal with, and you are saying to God, whatever trouble I have acquired as a result of demonic yoking of myself with people that don't stand for God. Beloved, there doesn't have to be a fight. Just let them go. You don't need to have a noise. You don't need to make a noise. Their own kids were not doing good. You brought your kids around them. You make your kids to be yoked with them. Your kids that was doing good before has become influenced by personalities that don't do God in the name of slipping over from house to house. And then you have a long-term problem to deal with. Why don't you just cut them off and let them go? And say, no, this is my investment. This is the gift that God has given to me. I will not allow you to destroy it. Beloved, you are saying, every Gehazi that has connected themselves to my children, every Gehazi that is the reason for the trouble that I see in my home, in the life of my children, what are you waiting for? Loose your hold. Release my kids and let them go. In love of Kosiato, you are not permitted to displace my children. You are not permitted to displace me in business. Beloved, you are not permitted. problem. Even when the heart of a man is not right, they can receive from the Lord. Covetousness has entered into his heart. Here is one more thing that I need to say this morning. The same Shunammite woman that has a child, the child of the Shunammite woman was sick. And the beloved, the Shunammite woman began to run towards the prophet. Beloved, when Elijah saw the Shunammite woman running towards him, beloved, he wondered what was going on. Beloved, he said, is everything all right? As this woman settled in 2 Kings chapter 4, I said to herself, and lead on, don't slow down for me unless I tell you. So she set out and came to the man of God at Mount Carmel. When he saw her in the distance, the man of God said to his servant Gehazi, look, there is the Shunammite woman. Run to meet her and ask her, are you all right? Is your husband all right? Is your child all right? Every man of God must be mindful of their people. He said, everything is all right, Gehazi, she said. When she reached the man of God at the mountain, she took hold of his feet. Gehazi came over to push her away, but the man of God said, leave her alone. Can you imagine? Insensitive, undiscerning servant that will make their master to make mistake. Their protocol officers that will tell the pastor, don't attend to that case. Their protocol officers that will operate in the flesh and tell their pastors, they are troubling you too much. Look away from them. They are the protocol officers and PA that will stop members of the church from getting an appointment to see the pastor for 4 years. Flesh-oriented man, greedy people who wanted to have the pastor just for them and themselves alone. They are not interested in the kingdom. They are not interested in the people, but they are interested in them only being the favorites. What did he say? There is a way you can walk right. He had forgotten that this woman was the same woman that carved a place, a home, who said, I'm not doing it for gain. I just want to serve. He pushed that woman away. Thank God for the man of God. He said, leave her alone. She is bitter distress. But the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me why. He has not told me. And beloved, the woman said, did I ask for a son, my Lord? She said, didn't I tell you? Don't raise my oath. Elijah said to Gehazi, tuck your cloak into your belt. Take my staff in your hand and run. Don't greet anyone you meet. And if anyone greets you, do not answer. Lay my staff on the boy's face. But the child's mother said, as surely as the Lord lives, as you live, I will not leave you. So he got up and followed her. Gehazi went ahead and laid staff on the boy's face, but there was no sound or response. Gehazi went back to meet Elijah and told him the boy was not awakened. Beloved, the rod in the hand of a covetous man cannot produce any results. Power in the hand of a fleshly oriented, a greedy, a self-gain and self-desire, the one that thought they are doing God a favor rather than seeing their position of service as a favor from God, no matter what fire you give them, it can't deliver results. He took it. He did not get the job done. Was it mean that authority of God given to Elijah was embedded in that rod. Beloved, it is like taking the water to the pool of Siloam to go and wash, and the blinded eyes get open. Beloved, he just put the rod there. He did not say nothing. He has no passion because there is nothing to gain there. Beloved, God sent me to a place and told me, and you and I, we have seen on this altar when they abducted somebody and they called them hijackers, hijacked that woman. The Lord told me, he said, that woman, she's one of the people that despises God, that rejected God, but he must know that mercy is going to bring her to God. He said, I will cause a release in 24 hours. And we prayed on this altar. I said that that woman will be released. I remember people that called me during the daytime. I said, ah, Pastor, hey, may God release that sister, so that your big mother said it again, just in case, so that your name will not be. So I don't have any name to protect. I don't have any reputation to keep. If God says it, I'll say it. It is God's prerogative to make his word good. And I believe him enough to declare that it shall be according to that which God has spoken. And he has never failed. But power of the word of the Lord given to a Gehazi can never produce results. So we must say to God, deliver me from the Gehazi spirit that make the word of God to be ineffective, to be not effective in my life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, one of the people that served over this weekend, beloved, who worked the labor, including the sound engineer, they labored with all of the heart. I remember I was saying thank you. That may God say thank you to you. And the individual said, he said, we should be thanking you. It is a privilege to be able to serve. And you wonder, they served on Friday and Saturday, and they got a miracle on Monday. Serve on Friday and Saturday and got their miracle on Monday. Because they realize it is an opportunity. They are not doing anything to help God, but they are helping themselves, like I see on this altar. Gehazi thought that he was doing a favor. He didn't realize that God didn't give him favor. The position that other people would like to have, that is where God placed him. How can a man of God give you his rod, his staff? It is like a the patch of the book of Paul in the hand of a Timothy. The charges, the word of God given to a Timothy. It was delivering result. It matured him. It brought him to a place where he ought to be in God. Beloved, this is not a ministry of assumption. It is not a place where we chant prayer. It is a place where we must pray. Beloved, so the word of God that is released on this altar, it will work in people that are free from carrying the Gehazi spirit. It will work in those who see that our calling, it is not because we are smart or we are good, but in Christ Jesus, God called us unto himself so that he divinely instruct and lead us and for our own benefit. Beloved, Elijah would not have had to go to that place to raise that child. The same grace that was working in Elijah was right in the rod that he put in the hand of his Gehazi that did not produce results. That Elijah has to go there and begin to pray until that boy, beloved, came alive. Beloved, because at that time, the devil inside of a Gehazi is yet to be made manifest. The same devil was on the inside of him. Beloved, He pushed that woman away, unkind. We surrounded ourselves by many people that pushes other people away. We are surrounded by people who will not allow other people to stay. We are surrounded by people through the words of their mouth that destroy relationships and prevent others from benefiting from the kingdom. We surrounded ourselves with mourners and groaners and complainants who have the Gehazi spirit, who have a better way of doing things, and they read the kingdom of people that were meant to come to the kingdom. They partner with the Naamans who are doing 50 devil and 50 God, and they scatter what is good, and they are the people that embrace a victim sickness and victim disease. Would you know better? Gehazi more than your Elijah? I want us to say to the Lord, whatever I have brought into my own life, whatsoever I have attracted that is not good, as a result of my greed, as a result of covetousness, as a result of self, as a result of self-ambition, as a result of denial that has brought me a diminishing return in life, in destiny, in the work of my hands. Father, show me mercy. Forgive me. Beloved, a Gehazi spirit is a completely adamant spirit. It walked away. It did not open its mouth to say sorry. It doesn't open its mouth. It walked away from destiny. It walked away from its position. It walked away from the place of relevance. It walked away from the place of power. It walked away from the place where the world will see that the spirit of Elisha was meant to be passed on to him. He denied himself of his inheritance in Christ Jesus. I want you to say to the Lord, oh God, my Father, whatever will be a need in my life. It was under Elisha. The Bible never said Elisha was hungry. You and I were under God. God is big enough to take care of our need. Whatever need that is sponsored by the enemy that wants me, beloved, to become susceptible to a Gehazi spirit and have a demonic disease, Lord, rid me of that need. Whatever the desire is that is in me that can make me to imbibe a disease that must not be my own, Lord, deliver me from it. Deliver me from it. Deliver me from it. Deliver me from it. In the name of Jesus, deliver me from it. Lekwazosi ilabongruda Gaza. Ilabokukustosia. Lepretokustosia. Isoprondege kwazozo. Ilabokukustosia. In the Lobrundege Kukukushate, in Lobrundege Kwasosia, in the Lobosiato, in the name of Jesus, covetousness is a demonic spirit. It must not come near this commission or near our people. Beloved, there are people that have the ability to help, that they will not help you. Let them go. God will raise up stone and replace them. There are people that have your answer who refuse to give it because you don't agree with their 50 devil, 50 God. Let them go. Don't be angry. Don't be upset. God will raise a better helper that will help you in every area of your need. But you must be an enemy to the enemy of God and a friend to the friends of God. There are people that are deceptive, that wants to connect with you. You will not entertain them. It doesn't matter what the need is. You are sent to the Lord. That is why David begins to pray, because he understands the danger that is in this. He begins to pray in Psalm 144, verse 5, pass your heavens, Lord, and come down, touch the mountains, foreigners whose mouths are full of lies and whose right hands are deceitful. Gehazi is a deceitful man. Gehazi is a denial of the truth. Gehazi carries a gift of diminishing return. Everything that you put in his care goes down. Power was in his hand. It went down. The rod of Elijah became ineffective in the hand of Gehazi. I don't want such people around me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, you don't need such men around you. When you give them money for investment, when it touches their hand, however promising that investment is, it goes down. However profitable that thing is meant to be, they never are able to come up with anything. And beloved, many of us, that is where our suffering has started from, because of the people that have Gehazi's spirit. Nothing, if you put them in the department, that department will be zero. Because it is a spirit that is operating in them. If you employ them, that employment will face its trouble. It will be the only place where there is problem. Before you put them in the charge, there was no issue. The Gehazi cannot handle instruction. The Gehazi spirit has temperament. The Gehazi spirit are easily beloved, emotional. They are zealous. But zeal that is based on the flesh and not on the spirit. The Lord begins to speak to me what I come to tell you today, because in the night I begin to meditate on certain things. Some people will speak. You are able to respond appropriately, but some people will speak. It's tear off something on the inside of you, because it's there. Peter's word. When Jesus was talking about his departure, it sounds right, but Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. You are not speaking for God. You are speaking for the devil. There are people that you hear their word, they are speaking for the devil. They want you to buy what you don't have to have any part in. Beloved, can you ask God? This is the month of covenant leading. Covenant of divine leading. Gehazi was led by himself, by his greed. He was led by the spirit of covetousness. He bought, beloved, he bought leprosy for himself and for his family at the expense, beloved, of just at the expense of his divinely arranged position. He was displaced. He was removed. He walked away from destiny. He was offended. He never make an apology to have himself restored. He walked away. His eyes still did not see what he did wrong. I want you to say, Lord, I don't want to be blind to myself. Help me. I know it is after 8. You are in the office. That is okay. Somebody must get help this morning. And you are saying to the Lord, that better be me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Rid me of the Gehazi whose mouths are full of lies. Beloved, it's so amazing, beloved, that it doesn't mean matter that when people lie to you, you have to correct them all the time. No, you don't have to let them lie on. They are setting themselves up. Beloved, because he came back, he didn't achieve any result, and he was unmoved, because that was not his baby. It was a baby of the woman that has waited a long time for it. So it cost him nothing. So he can just turn a blind eye. I am taking your rod. I am taking the word. And that word is not the was rubbishing the rod of Elijah, the same rod that had worked in previous times because of a strong heart. I want us to say, everyone and anyone that will rubbish the grace of God upon my life, Lord, rid me of them. Rid me of them. Paul said to Timothy, do not let any man despise your youth. Rid me of them. I don't need them in my life. Rid me of them. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, always afraid. The Gehazi, you will see when 2 Kings chapter 6 is going to talk about him. When the enemy came against the prophet, against Elijah, and beloved, he was panicking. The Gehazi with a greedy spirit, with a covetous spirit, they are always under panic attack. They are always negative. They are people that carry negative vibes. They see negative before they see positive. It was the one who could say to his master, he could say, beloved, to Elijah, because he does not have the eyes of the spirit anymore. When he saw the host of army compassing the city, 2 Kings chapter 6, with all of those attacks that was taking place, fear not, he begins to be afraid. Alas, my master, how shall we do? How shall we do? That is our way of escape. How can we be free? You that know this man, and the man said, fear not, for they that are with us are more than they that be with them. And beloved, this man had his eyes open. Elijah prayed. He said, Lord, I pray thee. I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened his eyes. That is why he was, his name, he lived up to his name. His eyes was open. The valley of vision, his eyes was open. And he saw, behold, the man was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. And when they came down to Elijah, they prayed to God. He said, smite these people. I prayed thee with blindness. And the Lord smote him, smote them with blindness according to the word of Elijah. That is the man that you have worked with. But yet, you have an hidden agenda. That is the man that you have worked with. And then his rod in the hand of him did not produce the same results. The word that he spoke did not work for him. There's something wrong. Your eyes was open. He blocked the eyes, the vision, because of the dirty mind. And therefore, there is no word that was given to him that worked. The rod and the staff is the word of God. I told us that Jesus is the rod out of the stem of Jesse. In the same way that Moses has a rod, Elijah carries that rod. David calls it his staff, and it's the rod and the staff that comforts me. It worked for David when he was leading the sheep. It worked for him when he stood before Goliath. But in the hand of Gehazi, nothing works. We need God. And we are going to say, God, whatever kills the fire when it comes to my tongue that does not allow the power of God to deliver results in me, Lord, show me mercy and rid me of it. God is not a liar. God cannot lie. Whatever is in me that causes grace to be diminished, that causes the gifting and the word of God not to deliver the appropriate results in my life, whatsoever is in me that makes me not to be a benefactor of the word of God, Lord, deliver me from it and rid me of the same today. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Give me a new beginning. Lord, that pump through the Lord, as the Lord will see that all of this, the confusion and the covetousness, they are arm robbers of divine leading, divine direction, divine guidance, divine instruction. Beloved, they are an arm robber of divine knowledge, divine perception, and our ability to walk in the divine light. Therefore, what you have been denied of, beloved, when we are divinely led, we come into a change of story. When we are divinely led, we receive divine transformation. We become stable. When we are divinely led, we walk into victory. We experience the miraculous. Our life is transformed. Our destiny begins to find expression. Shame and humiliation and reproach is terminated in our lives. The sinners can be converted to saints. Beloved, we can move from the domain of darkness to the kingdom of light. We can do God in every way. Beloved, when we have the right heart, the right attitude, we are teachable, we are receptive, we are not greedy, we are not, beloved, covetous. We are not seeking after our own need, but we are looking for the need of God. And we see that meeting the need of God is a privilege. God can do without anybody. He can use anybody else. But God has divinely chosen to use us. Beloved, Lot's wife was so greedy. Her eyes were still in Sodom and Gomorrah. She became a pillar of salt. But God has reversed the situation today because we have repented. Can we now say to the Lord, restore me. Restore everything that I have lost to covetousness that has sponsored confusion in my life. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 19, but Lot's wife from behind him looked back and she became a pillar of salt. Beloved, and that is exactly what Gehazi did. He ran back to a Naaman and became a leper. You have said to the Lord, as you have restored me today, I must never return back to my old ways. Lord, keep me stable, keep me focused. Do not let me look back. Hebrews chapter 13 that we read earlier, the word of the Lord said in verse 8 of that Hebrews 13, it said, those who put their hand in the plow and look back, it said, his heart has no pleasure in them. When the heart of God does not have pleasure in us, beloved, what is the expectation of the believers? So it must be all of God that we do, or we don't do God at all. Beloved, he said, if you are neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. He said, be cold if you want to be cold, and be hot if you want to be hot. I want us to say to the Lord, just give me great grace to do your will all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, do not let me be prone to satanic setup. Lord, do not let me be prone to demonic, evil oppression. Lord, cover me by the blood of Jesus and my household. In the name of the Lord Jesus, cover me by the blood of Jesus. Cover me by the blood of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Therefore, Heavenly Father, I thank you for the way that you have spoken to us today. Lord, indeed, once have you spoken, twice have we heard, that power belongs unto you. Therefore, Jehovah God, I ask that you begin to walk in the heart of every prevailer. You will shield us from every spirit of the earth. Lord, that you will deliver us from every spirit of greed, every spirit of covetousness, every spirit of self, every self-ambition at the expense of our eternal gain. Lord, we ask that you would deliver us from it. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, deliver us from even satanic, demonic-oriented appetite. Lord, craving for things that are not God. Lord, that makes us to trade away our destiny, our eternal position in Christ Jesus, even for a little even gain on the earth. Lord, that you will raise the prevailers up as men and women that love God, that follow after your will. Lord, that you will deliver us from the Gehazi spirit. Deliver us of the Cain spirit. Deliver us from the Abel spirit. From the Esau spirit. And Lord, help us to follow after you throughout the days of our lives. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, you will rid us of every association and relationship that could jeopardize our calling, that could hinder us from following after you. Lord, any gifting in our house, any gift that was given to us, Lord, which is to cause us to diminish, to cause us to deny God, and to cause us to lose divine envisionment, divine leading, divine understanding of your will, divine direction, divine instruction. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will set us free from such in the name of Jesus. But from today, the prevailers will begin. All of us begin to hear the voice of the Lord behind us saying, this is the way, walking in it. Therefore, we receive divine grace to walk according to your will and to do according to your word and to walk in the ways that you have mapped out for us, line upon line and precept upon precept, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, as we go into today, I decree and declare, everything will begin to work in our favor according to the divine will of the Lord in Jesus' name. When they have said no to others, they will say yes to the prevailers without fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, may the Lord lift up his countenance over our life and give us peace and rest on every side in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, I spoke unto that brother who had a kidney replacement. Lord, I ask for your divine intervention, for a quickening by your spirit, and that you will intervene in that situation and you will make him whole in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I lift up that sister before you who had a surgery. Thank you, O God, for the success of that surgery. Lord, I thank you for a quick and a speedy recovery. Let every bone, every marrow, every ligament, every joint in our body cooperate with the word of God for a speedy recovery in Jesus' name. I speak concerning that sister who has problems, issues with her limbs. I command the release of the fire of the word of God into you, and I command you to be made every fiber whole now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Where there has been a loss at the edge of a miracle, I decree and declare, Lord, that there will be by your mercy divine compensation with divine speed as you open another irresistible door to the glory and honor of your name. For those who have caught cases, I decree and declare decisions are made in your favor in the name of Jesus. For any person that had a court case, even this week or either on Monday, whenever the court case was heard, I decree that you will receive an answer of peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, to any other person sick in any shape or form, I command your healing, total and permanent healing in Jesus' name. For those who are seeking for job, go and walk through your door of Rehoboth. For the Lord has made room for you, and you shall prosper in the land. For anyone who is in business, I command your supernatural prosperity, even this week and throughout the days of your life, upon all of the prevailers. So mightily will the word of God grow, and we will prevail in every area of our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because those who are with us, they are more than against us. Therefore, anyone that rise up against us, they will fall for our sake, and they will fall before our face. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Wonderful. Father, we give you praise. We worship you, our God. Blessed be your name. Unto you, the eternal King of glory, who has called me, who has sent me to do what I do in serving you and serving your purpose. Unto you we give glory. Unto you we give honor. Unto you we give praise and adoration. In the name of Jesus. For those who have started a new job, I decree and declare that those jobs will be conducive for your establishment, conducive for your promotion, conducive for your lifting, conducive for you, as everyone and anyone in that job will begin to work in your favor, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It is well with our spirit, it is well with our soul, it is so well with our body, in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, we will return with testimony of productivity, of effectiveness in everything that we do, to the glory and honor of the name of the Lord God, our Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Unto you, O God, who called me and sent me, unto you that perform the word of your servant and execute the word of your messenger, unto you will return the glory, unto you will return the honor, unto you will return all adoration, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed.